Beth helped train with Sarah, the youth, this last Wednesday. And can I have Aaron, Preacher Man, Parrish, come up here, bud. And then Liliana, Loss, come up here, if you would. I was going to have more. I kind of want to stick with these two here today. They were trained, and Beth, if you want to come up here and say anything to this as well, I'd love for you to do that, but they were trained to share their faith. How beautiful is that, right? And they used an EvangiCube. They used a method to do that. But they had just a presentation that they could work within, you know, out in public, whatever that might be. Do you want to say something before they give a demonstration? Let's do that.
So the point of the EvangiCube is not to be like, you have to carry this around with you, and if you want to share the gospel, you have to have this. This is to put it in your heart and to be able to have the pictures and the ideas there and the scriptures. And so there was lots of scriptures that could go with it. And as we watched the kids, Sarah actually did it because I don't know the EvangiCube very well either, because she's done it so many times, I can't even see Sarah. She's hiding. But the kids just dove in and just went after it and did a great job sharing. And Liliana, just listening to her as she was sharing it with the group that was with her, she just did a really good job pulling in scriptures as she went, which means it's in her heart already. And so taking the scriptures and holding on to them and holding them in your heart so that you have them to share with people when the time comes, when the Lord lays people on your heart. So.
So I just wanted them to give a demonstration of what this looks like and share from their hearts.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's loud. So this Wednesday, like she said, we learned how to use an EvangiCube. And I think that is just such a great idea to like have that like as a visual picture. Just first of all, but what we were learning to do was to share the gospel with the EvangiCube. It's the pictures of Jesus's life, flipping it kind of like a Rubik's Cube, kind of making it so that you can tell the story of his life with ease and giving it a visual picture so that you can remember it. And I thought that was really cool. I thought that would be very helpful if you ever had to do that. Very.
So I would just like to share a quick testimony. I'm a very quiet person and don't like to talk much, and I've been trying to seek breakthrough in that area. And Wednesday morning, the Lord's Spirit came upon me very heavily in a way that I have never felt it. It was just like so thick, and I felt it all day long. And he was continually speaking to me, and I felt that he had freed me from this. And then that evening at youth group, I was asked to share the gospel in front of everyone, which is something that I would not have normally been able to do. And I just want to praise the Lord for his wonderful and mighty works.
Hey, I want, Aaron, I want you, pretend like we've never heard the gospel before, okay? I want you to tell us, what is the gospel? Can you share that with us from your heart?
Okay.
As if we've never heard before. What is the gospel?
On the spot. I was thinking about this earlier, but on the spot, I just totally. So, what?
That would be helpful.
You want me to hold the microphone for you?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
So, say, like Jonathan said, you are someone who has never heard the gospel before. Well, man was sinful. They were away from God. They were not following what he said. But God's light shone through, and he sent down his son, Jesus, to die for us, to make up for our sins. He took all of our sins and put them on his shoulders. He forgave our sins and made a way for us to go to heaven and not be without him forever. They when Jesus died, they sealed him in a heavy tomb with two guards. But on the third day, Jesus rose again, and he was risen again. Kind of went through that whole thing. Now we have the path to heaven. We have our sins already forgiven. Our sins are already forgiven. We can walk up. Like, what I said at youth group was, there's two other ways, like, this is a cross. What I saw was there are two other ways, but they just lead off of it. They fall off the cross, but when you go up, you get to the light. And, yeah.
Amen. Good job. Good job. Anybody ever struggled sharing their faith with a complete stranger? This is such a good, I love the faithfulness of children, childlike faith, to just go for it. May we be a people that go for it. Matt, if you want to come up here, brother, I'm just going to pray that for us, Lord, that the gospel would be front and center in our conversation, God. I pray that we would be a people not with a basket over our heads, Lord, but we'd be a people that let our light shine. So awaken us, Lord, to the need to be faithful witnesses. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. I thank you for these example of the children. I thank you for Liliana. I pray like her, Lord, I pray fear of man be lifted off of us and a holy boldness would rest upon us to share the good news. No matter what we look like or no matter how people react to us. And we just ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.